Hi, I'm Karen Given with NPR's Only a Game. Bill Littlefield's commentary is coming up next, but first I want to tell you about a few of the things we're working on for this week's show. Former Major League Baseball pitcher and World Series MVP Curt Schilling recently congratulated his daughter for being accepted to college. Instead of well wishes, Schilling received a barrage of tweets that said things like, well, I'm not going to tell you exactly what those tweets said because they were gross and vile. So Schilling did what many dads might do. He started hunting down the worst offenders. We'll talk to Curt Schilling this week on Only a Game. Also, Wilt Chamberlain claimed to have slept with 20,000 women. He also said that he didn't have any children. This week, we learned that at least one of those assertions might not be true. And a remembrance of Gil Hodges, a member of the Brooklyn/LA Dodgers in the 1940s and 1950s. We'll speak to an author who says Hodges would have been inducted into the Hall of Fame if he hadn't been on the roster with the likes of more famous names such as Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese. That and more coming up on this week's Only a Game. On Monday, Rashid Suleiman, who was dismissed from the Duke basketball team on January 29th, was accused of committing two sexual assaults. The former player has not been charged. In this week's commentary, Bill Littlefield finds in these circumstances an opportunity for Duke to aspire to a goal greater than a championship.
According to USA Today, Mike Krzyzewski is paid just short of $10 million annually to coach the men's basketball team at Duke University. His team is currently ranked third in the nation, and though the coach's leading teams ranked ahead of Duke are not paid as well as is Coach K, it's not likely they'd choose to change places with him this week. That's not because Coach K recently dismissed a player from his team, though it is the first time he's done that in 35 seasons as the Duke coach. It's because the player he dismissed was accused of sexual assault 16 months before he was dismissed. He was accused of a second sexual assault 11 months before he was dismissed. According to the Chronicle, the student newspaper at Duke, Coach Krzyzewski and half a dozen other officials in the athletic department at Duke were made aware of the charges in March of 2014. Bob Ekstrand, whom the Chronicle identifies as an attorney claiming to represent the player, has said he believes the allegations are false. The Chronicle reports that the accusations were made at retreats during which Duke students were encouraged to discuss issues involving race, gender, and sexuality. According to the paper, the two women who discussed the alleged assaults chose not to press charges either through campus authorities or the local police department. Quote, the fear of backlash from the Duke fan base was a factor in the female students' decision not to pursue the allegations. Each woman was willing to tell her story at a retreat designed to promote the frank discussion of personal issues. It's encouraging that they felt safe enough to do so in that context, but it's shameful and sad that they don't feel the same safety within the larger campus community. It's also impossible to believe that Duke University is unique in this regard. Of the suspended player, Coach Krzyzewski has said only that he, quote, has been unable to consistently live up to the standards required to be a member of our program. When he was asked on Monday whether he was aware of the report in the Chronicle that said he had known for nearly a year of the allegations against the player, Krzyzewski said, I don't have any comment on that. Perhaps this story will be buried under the rumble of the prelude to the NCAA tournament and then the trumpets and drums and profit of the tournament itself. Maybe Coach K will lead his team to Duke's fifth national championship. This week's news from Durham indicates that a greater and more lasting triumph there would be the establishment of a culture in which the victims of assaults weren't afraid to identify a basketball player as the assailant.
You can link to Bill's commentary at onlyagame.org and, as always, find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at OnlyAGameNPR.